book and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. For my heavenly angel, my beautiful mother, Rose, who filled rooms with song, hearts with love, and painted my world with possibility. You taught me to believe, to dream, to sing, to shine. And the world is brighter because you are here.
Forward. There's a Stevie Wonder song, Do Like You, that captures our soul's desire to learn from those who inspire us. While the song has an undeniably catchy tune, for me, it's also a mantra, a wish, and even a heartfelt cry. This longing manifests when we find ourselves in the thick of life, yearning for that God-appointed courier to illuminate our path. We all have moments when we feel lost, stuck in the weeds of our existence, unsure of how to move forward or make sense of the chaos surrounding us. In those instances, we seek guidance, clarity, and support, someone who can light the way and help us navigate our unique journeys. These couriers come equipped with powerful testimonies, unshakable faith, and a unique ability to remain anchored in their purpose or promise. They inspire us to rise above our challenges and remind us of the beauty that exists in our lives, even when we struggle to see it ourselves. Edwina is that divine courier for me. She embodies the spirit of encouragement and unwavering belief in the potential of those around her. This book will serve as a sacred guide for those of us who feel lost or stuck or simply need a reminder that our lives hold profound meaning. It's fitting to create a handbook about purpose, exploring the fundamental why behind our existence. This question resonates deeply from the moment we enter this world, and it's a question that transcends time and circumstance. From our earliest days, we search for signs of our purpose. We pray, we seek, we try new endeavors, hoping something will resonate. We create vision boards filled with aspirations, dreams, and goals, trying to give form to our desires. Yet all these efforts, while valuable, often pale in comparison to our inner GPS, which has a direct connection to our Father. This inner voice, when attuned, can guide us through even the most turbulent waters. Unfortunately, that GPS or inner voice is often broken, has lost faith, or tragically, has lost hope altogether. Thomas Merton once said, "If you want to identify me, ask me not where I live, or what I like to eat, or how I comb my hair, but ask me what I think I am living for in detail, and ask me what I think is keeping me from living fully for the thing I want to live for." This profound statement invites us to dig deeper, to explore the essence of our being, and to confront the obstacles that stand in our way. Edwina's connection to God is divinely appointed, and I know this firsthand because I have experienced the overflow of her faith. When Edwina came to live with my husband and me while performing in a production in Los Angeles, it gave me the chance to truly know her. What began as an act of goodwill on our part blossomed into the greatest inspiration in forming our production company. We witnessed the blessings and fruits of work, but she saw something even more. She saw abundance. That essence of love and faith is a gift that cannot be contained. It is meant to be shared with the world. Today, my husband and I are producing movies and raising a beautiful daughter, while Edwina enjoys a flourishing career, a loving husband, and a wonderful family. Her journey underscores the idea that when you align with your purpose and remain open to the possibilities, incredible things can happen. Yet the question always lingers, how? How do I move forward when I see nothing? How do I persevere when I believe in nothing, not even in myself? Well, you have found your guide, an answer to prayer. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the challenges we face, to become disheartened when the road ahead seems clouded or non-existent. But in those moments, it's crucial to remember that we are not alone. We have the capacity to seek out support, to lean on those who have walked similar paths, and to embrace the divine guidance